You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And it is a good morning as well, looking out the studio window this morning. Looks like we're going to have a nice sunny morning, at any rate. Good morning, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And it is the 25th of April. It is indeed, and it is a Tuesday. Born on this day, that is the 25th of April, not necessarily a Tuesday. Since we've got a coronation over in the United Kingdom in May, this one popped up this morning, and we're going to go back to the year... to the year 1284. Yes, that far back. Edward II, he was King of England from 1307 until he was deposed by his wife, Isabella. And that was in January of 1327. Now, he was the sixth Plantagenet king in a line that began with the reign of Henry II. He is remembered for his probable death in Berkeley Castle, allegedly by murder, and for being the first monarch to establish colleges in the now widely noted universities of, going back all that time, you've heard of them? Oh, indeed you have. Oxford and Cambridge.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Place where we would hide, count the stars in
I tell you what, adding a little bit of salt and pepper, Rick Astley and En Vogue. No, I'm not going to. Together with NKOTB, you kids on the block there, and bring back the time. You can try as hard as you like. It's not going to happen, trust me. I know. And so anyway, there we go. Great to track bring us in this morning. Just call them NKOTB. I mean, OTB, the old kids on the block now, but they still make good music. So do the Fratellis as well.
Show. It's better than coffee.
It's loading and freezing. It's never all that easy to decide.
That was, yes, the Scissors, Scissor Sisters there in Land of a Thousand Words. I'm just having a little chuckle of myself. I'm all on my own this morning, so I can chuckle away. Nobody's going to look at me as if I'm weird. Yeah, it's been an event this morning. So she's sort of nice and busy today. So it literally is me flying solo this morning. Oh, yeah, the one, the Fratelli's one, that was Stand Up Tragedy. That was that was what they're called. And that's what brought us to exactly 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Time to do this. How about a little bit of ocean? How about a little bit of Billy Ocean in the shower with you this morning? And, oh, the title's quite apt. Are you ready?
Get in fly, yeah. What are we going to do? Going to
Ready, Billy Ocean in the shower with you this morning. Leslie Sebastian Charles, MBE. There, out you go. On your way to where it is you're going this morning. Yeah, Leslie Sebastian Charles, MBE, and better known just as Billy Ocean, a British recording artist, of course, had a string of R&B international pop hits in the 1970s and 80s, and was the most popular British R&B singer-songwriter of the early to mid-1980s after scoring his first four UK top 20 singles, including two number two hits in 76 and 77. 7 years passed after that before he sort of really accumulated any sort of success or a series of transatlantic successes, including three US number ones eventually. His 1985 hit When the Going Gets Tough, The Tough Get Going, reached number one in the UK, number two in the US as well. And by the way, he did win some awards. So he got the Grammy Award for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance for his worldwide hit, Caribbean Queen, No More Love, On the Run. What a guy. Talking what a guy, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Can you remember this one? Night Moves.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sudden way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues.
working on a night move, trying to make some front page driving news, working on a night move. In the summertime, some time to find some. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty wood. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on a nightmare, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues, working on a nightmare. And it was summertime. Sweet summertime, the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. And it's funny how the night moved, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing. Night moves.
Night moves.
Indeed, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. What we've got for you this morning, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid in around about an hour's time, I would guess. In a minute, or a few minutes' time, after our next piece of music, we'll look at some of the international news headlines for this morning and some business news as well. Top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll be looking at some of the local news as well. Ah, it's nice to know Krista Burke's been doing the washing up. He's got nice tender hands, you know. The hands that do dishes can be as smooth as your face, as what used to be the ad.
Oh, how at the journey's end, I lie in the heat of the night, feeling the heartache, wondering why. How long can I want a friend to lay down beside me?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is Tuesday. It is the 25th of April. A very good morning if you've just joined us. Time-wise, we're 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news for this morning and a little bit of business news as well. Russia has begun using its new T-14 Armata battle tanks to fire on Ukrainian positions, but they have not yet participated in direct assault operations. The RIA state news agency reported on Tuesday, quoting a source close to the matter. RIA said that the tanks have been fitted with extra protection on their flanks and crews have undergone combat coordination at training grounds in Ukraine. The T-14 tank has an unmanned turret with crew remotely controlling the armaments from an isolated armored capsule located in the front of the hull. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said on Monday that the risk of conflict between global powers was at an historic high, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned the world was at a threshold, possibly even more dangerous than during the Cold War. Guterres, seated next to Lavrov in the UN Security Council, criticized Russia's invasion of Ukraine for causing massive suffering and devastation in the country and fueling global economic dislocation caused by coronavirus pandemic. Tensions between major powers are at a historic high. So are the risks of conflict through misadventure or miscalculation, Guterres told the meeting of the 15-member body on multilateralism and the founding UN Charter. Fox News Media and its top-rated host, Tucker Carlson, have agreed to part ways less than a week after parent company Fox Corp settled for $787.5 million, a defamation lawsuit in which Carlson played a starring role. The outspoken Carlson embraced the conservative issues and delivered his views with a style that made his primetime show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, the highest-rated cable news program in the key 25 to 54 age demographic on the most-watched TV cable news network. Shares of Fox closed 2.9% lower on the news, which the company announced on Monday. Cable television network CNN, well, they fired longtime host Don Lemon, the news anchor said in a post on Twitter on Monday, adding that he was stunned by the step and that he was not directly informed of the termination by the network. I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN. I'm stunned, said Lemon. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday that he will seek a second White House term in 2024, a decision that will test whether Americans are ready to give the 80-year-old Democrat, already the oldest U.S. president ever, another 4 years in office. Biden made his announcement in a slickly produced video released by his new campaign team, in which he declares it is his job to defend American democracy. It opens with imagery from the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are, Biden said. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election. British Foreign Minister James Cleverly will urge China to be more open about the reasons behind what he calls the biggest military build-up in peacetime history, and said secrecy around its plans could lead to a tragic miscalculation. Relations between Britain and China are the worst in decades after London restricted Chinese investment over national security concerns and expressed concerns at Beijing's increasing military and economic assertiveness. First Republic Bank. Their shares sank more than 20% after the closing bell on Monday, as it said the deposits plunged by more than $100 billion in the first quarter, and it was exploring options such as restructuring its balance sheet. The deposit slump overshadowed profits that beat expectations for the beleaguered company, shored up through deposits from U.S. banking giants last month. This was after two regional lenders collapsed. The U.S. Space Force said on Monday that Elon Musk's SpaceX was granted approval to lease a second rocket launch complex at a military base in California, setting the space company up for its fifth launch site in the United States. General Motors, onto cars, on Tuesday lifted its full-year profit and cash flow forecast, citing stronger-than-expected demand and higher prices, even as pre-tax profits for the first quarter fell. The number one U.S. automaker said it expects full-year pre-tax profits in a range between $11 billion and $13 billion. This is up $500 million from a prior forecast. And Spotify Technology SA has crossed the half-a-billion mark for monthly active subscribers for the first time, helped by the music streaming company's expansion into more markets, it said on Tuesday. The number of monthly active users rose to $515 million in the first quarter, beating Spotify's guidance and analysts' forecasts of $500 million, according to IBES data from Refinitiv. Premium subscribers, who account for most of the company's revenue, rose 15% to 210 million, and that's topping estimates of 206 million. Stocks fell on Tuesday while the dollar got a lift as investors prepared for corporate earnings and macro data this week to paint a clearer picture of the health of the global economy. Last week's U.S. bank earnings came in stronger than expected, and this week brings results for big tech and a number of big consumer brands in the United States. But overall, year-on-year earnings growth for S&P 500 components is expected to come in at minus 4.7% in its first quarter, according to data from Refinitiv. There's a lot of uncertainty. People still don't know how much bank lending has been impacted by recent developments or when inflation will durably peak, said Prashant Bahyani, Chief Investment Officer, Asia BNP Paribas Wealth Management. And lastly, oil recovered from Monday's sell-off. Brent crude rose 0.2% to $82.88 a barrel, while U.S. futures rose 0.15%, and that was to $78.89 a barrel. And that's it. There we go. And that's our look for this morning. That's some of those things in the international news. Don't forget, in around about 20 minutes' time, we'll take a look at some of the local stories as well.
Ooh, yeah. in Mount Zion. It rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming. Pop your wah wah wah. We're jamming. I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming. So, stand by my side. We're jamming.
Jamming, jamming, jamming.
I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too.
That is Jammin' from Bob Marley. Right, some breakfast show good mornings. Let's just start off by saying good morning to Mary Lou. She was with me when I got in the studio this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. And also, let's have a good morning to, of course, Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. And Paul Dixon over in the UK. And Ashley, Alex, as well. So let's take a wander through some of these. A few of you have asked for some requests this morning. So let's start over there in Athens in Greece. And thank you very much. Renee sent me some great pictures. Those roses that she's got in her garden are absolutely huge. She says, good morning, a gorgeous sunset, some beautiful blooms on this side of the globe, and wishes everybody a great Tuesday. And could we please play Michael Bublé and Feeling Good? Well, seeing as you are, why not?
You know how I feel, sun in the sky. You know how I feel, breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. For me. Of the pine, you It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Apparently he's feeling okay. That's it, Michael Bublé. Yes, Bubbly Bublé. Feeling good. And there you are, that's for Renee this morning, Renee, and Rick for Renee. Anyway, I say those, and roses are absolutely huge, so thank you for that. Right, let's say good morning to Paul Dixon over there in South London, UK. Of course, Paul and Maria are over here not so long ago, just about a week ago, I think, when they left. I think it was, yeah, Tuesday. So they're still working at unpacking, apparently. And you went a week ago on Tuesday, and I'm going a week ago, leaving a week today. And I got to think about doing some packing. So anyway, Paul asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. Comes from Jethro Tull. Living in the Past. That's Jethro Tull, Living in the Past. I'm sorry about that. It seems to be just coming out on one channel. So I'll have to see if I can do something about that a little bit later on. If I can, I'll slot it in. I'll play you the other half a bit later on. So anyway, sorry about that, Paul. Just one of those little glitches. Now, let's also say, we'll say a very good morning to Alex, to Ashley. Good morning to you. And he wishes everybody a great day. Just get up here. He says, good morning, Jerry and Yasmin and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Tuesday to all. And you're asking if we can play the Spinners. And It's a Shame. Hopefully in stereo. Here we go. Spinners, this a shame for Alex this morning. Right, take us up towards the top of the hour. We've got everything but the girl. The heart remains a child. sounds really lovely, isn't it? Everything but the girl, and the heart remains a child. Time on the breakfast show. We are right just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Let me please just remind you about one thing, because this is quite important. If you've got a sort of home network or anything on like that, at that matter, you've got to make sure that it's all perfectly safe. Now, one way of doing that, of course, is to make sure it's well protected. How do you do that? You get in touch with our friends at DSPMA. You know who that is, don't you? Of course you do. DataServe Panama. So don't let your computer become the entry point to cyber attacks or things like that. DataServe has great promotions on HP printers, all of them protected with HP Wolf Security. Just pop along to DSPMA. Yeah, that's DataServe Panama, DSPMA.com, and check them out. Switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and HP, DSPMA.com. DataServe Panama.com.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicar? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431-0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Ready.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbliondo are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Is this a game you play? I don't understand what's going on. I can't see through your frown. First you're up, then you're down. You're keeping
with Cool and the Gang and the track called Victory, and that one, Judy Sue and Stay With Me Till Dawn. It was released back in 1979 from her studio debut album, which was called Welcome to the Cruise. Beautiful album and a great song. It was written by Zook and Mike Paxman, produced by John Punter, and the song was Judy Zook's only Australian and UK top 40 single, charting at number 8 and 16 respectively. And I also can't remember the daughter's name, but the daughter is also in pop music as well. Actually, well, staying with the ladies, here's one I like. Lizzie, spelled with two S's, L-I-S-S-I-E. This is called Further Away. the romance police, it says here.
Doing well. It's Tuesday morning, getting everybody up, getting them some breakfast. Dad and I are gonna go out and take him to the doctor's over in Sarasota, Florida. And I got my good friend Annie coming over to take care of my mom for a couple of hours, make sure she doesn't trip and fall. Yeah, she's a busy girl, my mom. She likes wandering around the house at all hours. Goodness sakes alive. She is a mobile person. She tickles me though. She is like the Energizer Bunny. She just keeps going and going and going. I kind of think I now know where I get my hyperactivity from. Must be her. Yeah, well, across the street. Wow, they just put up a for sale sign. Oh, wow. Then it's a la-di-da-di-da. Somebody's going to be selling a house over here. I wonder if I can get a view. Oh, my goodness. Look, there's a bottle brush tree here that has one bloom left. And cardboard plants everywhere. A couple of the, I don't even know what those are called. Variegated something. Blah, 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 blah. I planted them, I think, last year or the year before, and they are growing like mad. One of them is growing really good, and the other ones are kind of like medium good. The yard could use a trim or whatnot. They blew some of the stuff off the roof last night. A lot of maintenance to do on these houses here in Florida because there's a lot of stuff going on. Leaves everywhere. These oak trees that my parents have, they basically use the leaves as mulch because they just don't go away. They just don't go away. All right, so here we go, having a cup of coffee outside, trying not to disturb the parents. I can see bougainvilleas or, what do you call them, berenjenas acá, yeah, something like that. Elephant leaves, palm trees. The other day, I saw an armadillo, and the day before that, I think I told you, I saw a raccoon. So it's a wildlife haven here in Florida. Yep. All right. Oh, there's a money tree. Yes, we have a money tree in the yard. I'm hoping that thing grows. I could sure use some of that. And finally, everybody waves at everybody. So, oop, there comes a neighbor. All right. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll speak to you later. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Thank you.
And that's what they're doing, going back to their roots. That's Odyssey there here on this morning's breakfast show at 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news today, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, a couple of things just to remind you. I like this one. This one came in to me yesterday from our friends over there at Frank's Place in downtown Plaza, Costa del Este. They are having a singer's casting call, okay? They're having a singer's casting call. And they're looking for talent, and they want to see if you can sing incredibly. And what an opportunity. And now this is going to be on Monday, the 1st of May, at 7 p.m. at Frank's Place, downtown Plaza, Costa del Este. And they've got more than $1,000 in prizes. How about that? And also the opportunity to have a contract with them to... supply, you know, to sing at Frank's Place, I guess. So that sounds cool, doesn't it? It's just a $10 inscription. And I've got a piece missing off the bottom of my printout here, but I'll find it for you with where you can get in touch with them. So that's at Frank's Place anyway. Then, of course, let me dig that out for you, and I'll come back in a few minutes with that, all being well. Now, the other thing, of course, is, you know, your printers. Do you know how long they normally sort of last? Just about 3 or 4 years. Not that long, really, is it? But when you use poor quality supplies, in other words, ink or the cartridges or whatever, that lifespan can decrease to just a couple of years, 1 or 2 years. So don't be silly. Don't fall into the low price trap. Use original ink and toner. Get in touch with DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and your supply needs. Get your supplies periodically delivered to you and much more. So all you've got to do is contact DataServe Panama on their Instagram at DataServe Panama and schedule an appointment. All right? Good advice for you there. Very important to keep your printer up to date and, well, just don't use other people's inks. Not good. End up with a sticky nozzle if you're not careful. Well, if you don't know them by now, this is D-Phase.
I've got a sparkling pair of eyes, especially the right. It was designed to turn around and watch me from inside. My brain's a wonderful creation, well connected to my head. God gave me sweet imagination. It's sometimes helpful in bed. Success. Aye, 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 aye.
great, aren't they? DeFay's one of my favourite groups. And that was Garbo Goodbye. Breakfast show time, 21 minutes for the hour. If you're wondering why I'm not sort of rummaging around so much on the internet at the moment, it's because last week I blew up my computer. Well, sort of. There's a little puff of smoke and then it stopped working. I'm still actually waiting for a quote for it, so hopefully I won't have to wait too long. But of course, it's like working with one arm cut off, because I'm not working on the laptop all the time. So that's the reason we perhaps don't have as much information as we would do normally. I'm using my sort of cell phone and other things as well to try and get it all sorted out. Moody Blues. By the way, 20 and a half minutes exactly before 9 o'clock. This is Moody Blues. It's called Gemini Dream. Right, now, we played a piece of music earlier on that was called Living in the Past by Jethro Tull, and it was for Paul over there in the UK, in South London. And for some reason, I don't know if it was a bad recording or just a gremlin, but it was just in on mono. Well, not just in mono, just on one side of your headset. So let's try again. This sounds pretty good to me. So, Paul, sorry about that. Can't say don't get good service, though, can you, really? There we go. That's a bit better, isn't it? Jethro Tull, and that was Living in the Past. So we only got one half of it, one ear of it earlier on, so that's much better. Jethro Tull, by the way, they're an English rock band. They formed in a place called Luton in England back in 1967. Initially, they were playing blues, rock and jazz fusion, and they soon incorporated elements of English folk as well as hard rock and some classical music thrown in just for good luck, forging a signature progressive rock sound. And it definitely was an unusual sound. Just really, yeah, at the time, I mean, they're talking, you know, we're going back to the sort of 60s, and this was quite something at the time. The group's brand leader, former primary composer and only constant member, is Ian Anderson, a multi-instrumentalist who mainly plays the flute, hear it on there, an acoustic guitar, and is also the lead vocalist. Jethro Tull, a brilliant, absolutely, Chris Rea, together with Deacon Blue. This is what you get.
You know the agony, seeing it all slip away. And maybe now you'd be happy to talk it out straight. It is just slipping away. Bound from danger of leaving in plans in hand. About the role that you have in this delicate plan, slipping away. Let's talk it out.
Dig this.
But we'll get through it. Come on.
Isn't that lovely? Yes, that is Whitney Houston together with C.C. Winans. Count on Me. Co-written and produced by Babyface. An uplifting song about learning, or leaning rather, on a friend for support when needed. Released in early 1996. The song was the full single from the soundtrack album, the motion picture Waiting to Exhale. And the second single by Houston released from that album, and its soundtrack, Count on Me, became Winans' highest charting single. That was on the US Hot 100, peaking at number 8, and certified gold in the United States. And I tell you what, a reviewer from Billboard deemed the song torchy, and the magazine's Larry Flick commented, "The touch of superstar producer Babyface is, as always, unmistakable, and he excels with his song's lush string arrangement. And vocally, Houston dominates the track, though Winans makes a strong enough impression that those who have yet to hear her fine recordings will yearn to hear more." Yeah, nice bit of history to that one.
Honey, you are a rock upon which I stand, and I come here to talk. I hope you understand. The green eyes, yeah, the spotlight shines upon you. And how could anybody deny you? I came here with a load, and it feels so much lighter now I met you. Honey, you should know that I could never go on without you. Green eyes, honey, you are the sea upon which I flow, and I came here to talk. I think you should know. The green eyes, you're the one.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
He'll tell you the news, he'll play you the blues, he'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go.
Griffith Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, nice bit of breakfast show funk for you there. Philip Leo and Don't Judge Me, the Mellow Mix. Right, well, let's say some bad news. I mean, God bless, he lived till he was 96. Harry Belafonte has just died, the singer and actor who smashed racial barriers in the US, has died at home in Manhattan, age 96, one of the most successful African-American pop stars in history. He scored hits with Island in the Sun, Mary Boy Child, and the UK number one. That was the Banana Boat Song, of course. But his greatest achievements were as a campaigner for black civil rights in the US. He died of congestive heart failure, said his spokesperson, Ken Sunshine.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
And yes, I know how loveless life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening bring me down. Now that you're around me, and I love you so. The people ask me how I'm till now. I tell them no.
Beautiful rendition of that song, And I Love You So. Harry Belafonte, who has passed away at the age of 96. And I tell you, well, there's always a song of his that I remember from when I was a little kid. Harry Belafonte and Odetta. And anyway, there's a hole in my bucket. You ever heard that one? I'll just dig it out and play it for you one day. Anyway, Harry Belafonte, rest in peace. And thank you. And the time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 28 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio radio dial. Hey, I just want to remind you, if you've got sort of connection issues with your printer, well, they can be sorted out. Say goodbye to connection issues. Print, scan and share to your printer with HP Smart App. At any place and any time. And I can vouch for that because I use the Smart App for my printer and use it on all my different, on my phones, on my laptop, which I don't have at the moment. And what is this? It acts like an in-between, if you like, between you and your printer. It's very, very good. And it's easy to print from your phones as well. Anyway, go to DSPMA, that's dataservepanama.com, and check out the promotions that DataServe has on HP printers, some with installation, configuration, and maintenance included. DSPMA.com, DataServe Panama. They've got all the answers to all your printer problems. Go along and check them all out. Now, back to the music.
I was distracted. And in traffic, I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right. If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right.
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. I think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it?
all our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over right. Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over right. You come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right. I know, you know, we know, you and I fought forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over right. You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over right. This can't be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right. If the world was ending, you come over right.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Baby, take me in your love.
JP Sachs featuring Julia Michaels was the first of those two. And if the world was ending, I was just reading a report about apparently dramatic warming of sea temperatures, which were unexpected. Yeah, that might have a bit of relevance. Starpoint, let's have one and bring your sweet love back. And looking at another piece of news here to do with technology, it says here, buying, selling or hosting fake reviews will become illegal as part of changes planned in new laws. The UK government's new Digital Markets Competition and Consumer Bill aims to help consumers and increase competition between big tech firms. The bill is being introduced on Tuesday, that's today, and bans people receiving money or free goods for writing glowing reviews. Oh, how about that? Firms will also have to remind people when free subscription trials end. Ah, that's a good one. And the bill also seeks to end the tech giant's current market dominance. The bill has been in the making, apparently, since 2021. Its creators have said that they want to manage the way in which a handful of huge tech companies dominate the market, although none is specifically named yet and will be selected after a period of investigation of up to 9 months. It does not matter in which country they are based, and firms headquartered in China will also be included if they are found to be in scope. The newly formed Digital Markets Unit, which will be part of the Competition and Markets Authority, will then be given... This is here, I lost my page. That's it, I just touched the wrong thing. But anyway, this is just giving you a general idea of that story. Not a bad thing. I mean, the fact that you can buy good reviews, I'll tell you, because I'm travelling next week. I'll tell you what the hotels are like after having read all the reviews.
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Backstreet Boys.
So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night of life so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me, show me the meaning of being lonely.
Life goes
Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely, and that's Backstreet Boys. And I got my app back. I got my little article back here. It is quite interesting. So I'll just go. This is to do with basically controlling a lot of the people on the internet. Can't give fake reviews, etc., etc. The UK bill is very wide ranging, and the CMA will have to deal with the huge global issue of big tech market dominance, help people manage subscriptions, and potentially extend the cooling off period so that they can be cancelled after one payment is made. You can do that anyway, but it won't apply until your next payment's due, which I like that one. Ensure platforms take reasonable steps to verify that product and service reviews are genuine. The CMA has proved the UK regulator can be effective when tackling what are likely to be predominantly US-based giants after it successfully forced Meta, that's Facebook's parent company, to sell the graphics animation firm Giphy. This was after ruling that it would harm competition. Meta expressed disappointment, but it did comply. Lawyer Nick Breen from Reed Smith said the additional powers given to the CMA under the new bill mean that no one has the luxury of taking this lightly. Oh, good idea. I like that one. So, anyway, I tell you what, let me just get back here to Cedric. Cedric, he says, time to play Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie. Cedric, just between you, you really should get up earlier, okay? Honestly, we're just about to finish. For you? We're 11 minutes before 10 o'clock.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup.
I just called to say I love you.
he goes, Mr. Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you. How sweet, Cedric, thank you. He did say his alarm clock didn't go off this morning. Anyway, it's always good to hear from you. Well, I just called to say I love you. Charlie Rich wants to know if you've seen the most beautiful girl in the world.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? Happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me. Tell her I'm sorry.
And there bring us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. There's Charlie Rich and the most beautiful girl. And that's it. Another one bites the dust. It's been flying solo this morning because Yasmin went off. If you're wondering why we haven't been speaking to Yasmin this morning, because she went off. She's working at a charity, foundation event, during the course of today. So she's not here with us, but she's still working away. She dropped me a little note. Anyone asked me to send some selfies. Gonna throw darts at them, I suppose. Anyway, big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks, of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's still up there in Florida looking after Mum and Dad, which is all very nice. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Winter, in actual fact. Of course, they'll be coming up for a busy week. Not this coming weekend, the weekend after. Of course, they've got the coronation, haven't they? It's going to be quite something. That's it. Thanks to Neil. Thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Grande who keep us up and running in the mornings. And as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And don't forget, if you want to join in the program or you'd like to advertise or sponsor us, which is even better, all you've got to do is drop us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-188-22. It's easy, isn't it? 677-188-22. Always lovely to hear from you. Stay tuned. We've got two chatty SOS. That's coming up next. As for me, say big thanks to all of you. Remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, please do it carefully because tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, if I'm around, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.